You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Regular season has begun, and we might have to talk about the A's picking up where they left off in a way that they don't want to be. I'm Allison Butter, here with Jane Lee. We're not going to overreact to anything yet, Jane, but we do need to acknowledge the fact that the Oakland Athletics have lost two games on one-run losses. I'm not laughing because I think it's funny. I'm just a little incredulous. Obviously, what happened last year, it's not like this is going to get in the player's head, but is this going to get in the player's head?
I don't think so. I don't think so with this group, just because it's a very different group. And you look at the one-run losses last year, there were 35 of them. That's a lot. But the majority of them came just because of, so many bullpen meltdowns. And their bullpen is so much better this year. Now, granted, they did lose last night's game because Sean Doolittle gave up a game-winning home run. But, outside of that one pitch, the bullpen's been fantastic. I mean, they had put together, I believe it was like 9 2/3 scoreless innings to begin the season before Jimmy Rollins hit that home run. And we've gotten a look at every piece in that bullpen, and everyone's looked really good. And so I think, you can kind of toss last night out as an anomaly. The night before they had a defensive lapse that cost them that game. So it is really easy to look at these first two games and, think, oh, here we go again. But at the same time, I think this group's aware, that they're a very different ball club. They're very happy with, the offense. It's been mostly encouraging the first two nights. They have left some runners on, but I think, it's going to take maybe some time for these guys to get used to, playing with this group, just because there's so many different pieces. We're back to having a lot of different platoon pieces. They can almost field two separate lineups, depending on if, a right-hander or a lefty is pitching, two different lineups with a completely different group of players. So I think they like what they're seeing offensively, defensively. It's not going to be their greatest area, but you look at the bullpen and you have to like what you see so far. So it is only two games, a very small sample size, but yeah, it was a little eerily familiar to some things we saw last year.
Sean Doolittle sounded very disgusted with himself. Just from the quotes that I was reading, obviously I'm not there, but he did seem like just annoyed more than anything that happened. I'm sure he's not thinking about like what we just been talking about with the one-run losses, but he did sound like, you got to be kidding me. I can't believe I just did that.
Yeah, he mentioned, he said, a one-run loss again. I think he's very cognizant of it. And Doolittle is just a complete stand-up guy, was there the second the media walked in the room, which you, of course, love to see from closers, because unfortunately relievers, a lot of times only get talked to when they blow games like that. You hardly talk to a reliever who had a good day. It's only those bad days where we end up talking to those guys, and Doolittle was there and took the blame, and he was just clearly disappointed. I mean, he had, it was one of those instances where the team had fought back. They put themselves in a good position. They had good work from the bullpen up until that point, and he felt good. He thought he had swing and miss stuff last night, and it was just one pitch that he couldn't get up enough. I very disappointed, but at the same time, he's a guy that, can shake things off and doesn't look too much into it like we are. But he did mention the one run game, just because, I don't think in reference to last season, but just because it had happened the night before. I know, especially being home, they always want to put on a good show for their home crowd. So, disappointing. but I don't think we're going to be seeing that too often from Sean this year.
So there's this like little side story that's going on with a lot of teams, not just the A's, but there's a flu that has been going around, and actually even one of our reporter colleagues was hit with it on opening day. Sonny Gray was scratched because he had the flu. And now I guess Kendall Graveman has the flu. And this is, I experienced this when I was covering the Astros about 10, 11 years ago. It was 11 years ago because it was the year they actually won the pennant, but they started the season. And I think like 8 or 9 guys were struck by this flu. And it's really hard to get rid of the thing once it infiltrates the clubhouse. No matter how, and this has nothing to do with like cleanliness of the clubhouse, so I'm not calling the guys who take care of the clubhouses out. It is just something that is almost impossible to control. Is that, are there any other guys with the A's who have been befuddled by this? And is this a concern?
Yeah, I mean, it goes back a while. I was talking to Doolittle before the game yesterday, and he thought he had food poisoning about probably 2 weeks ago, and now he's thinking maybe it wasn't food poisoning, maybe it's what everyone has, because it's been just this short 24-hour bug, and typically food poisoning seems to last a little longer than that. But everyone, you know, who maybe thought they had food poisoning or something else is now thinking, oh, what I had was probably this. And so it seems like it was around in spring training for several weeks, even before Doolittle was sick. I know Eric Sogard had it. A family member of Sogard had it. So it seems to have begun quite a while ago. And I think that's the concern, is they just can't shake it. And now when you're seeing, you know, I mean, talk about awful timing with Sonny Gray and opening night. And I know Kendall Graveman is a close friend of Sonny's. Sonny's fiance had it. And I think Kendall didn't quite experience it as bad as Sonny did. So he's still expected to start tomorrow. But, I mean, it's concerning because it's not something you can play with, obviously. I know, you know, some other guys on other teams, it seems, I've had it maybe less severely and have, you know, tried to either pitch through it or play with it. But this particular bug that the A's seem to have been hit with, I mean, it's no joke. I know Sonny had to go to the hospital just to get, you know, a bunch of bags of fluids in him. His fiance had to do the same. I'm not sure Kendall had to go to the hospital, but when you're dealing with this type of thing, I mean, there's only so much you can do. I know they had a bunch of hand sanitizer dispensers around the clubhouse yesterday in the dugout. Usually Bob Melvin's the only one that uses those. And he was saying yesterday, you know, maybe people won't think I'm so crazy now. And you did see guys, I mean, you know, it seems like every 10, 15 minutes in between, you know, BP sessions, they were coming into the dugout using the hand sanitizer. You know, whether that helps, you know, you hope so. And I think right now they're just hoping to contain it, but it's hard when, you know, you're in such tight quarters around, you know, the same people every day.
Yeah, I remember when that stuff was going around the Astros, I said to my one of the newspaper reporters who I competed with every day, you can go ahead and break all the stories pregame. I'm not hanging out in the clubhouse. I'll see you in the dugout. I mean, I remember, like, Lance Berkman walking around wearing a surgical mask. There were a couple guys on the flights that were, I guess, wearing surgical masks. So, but yeah, you do. I mean, you do really have to be careful, especially I'm lecturing you now. You've got to be careful staying out of that clubhouse because it doesn't, you know, just it's really, to me, I mean, in my opinion, it's these guys with little kids that come in and, you know, the kids get sick and then they get sick and then they go to work and they spread it all around. I swear that's where this is all happening.
Oh, yeah. And I was even joking about the masks with some guys yesterday. And I mean, I think some are actually considering it if this continues. Just because and it sounds awful too. You know, guys that have come back, Sonny, just describing what they went through, you know, no matter how short of a time you have it, I mean, it's just not something you want to experience, let alone, you know, at the beginning of the season or any time during the season.
Yeah, exactly. I hate to end on such a pukey note, but that's really all I have. So, Jane, thank you, and we'll talk to you next week, and we will not talk about stomach bugs, I promise.
All right, I hope not.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.